Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Actually, 23 after Doug Steffen's Good Day program. At this point in the hour, we focus on music, so I thought it would be kind of cool if we went back to this week in 1989 for the top five songs, starting with Bon Jovi. I'll Be There For You. Crank that up, Kara, for a second, will you? Number five this week in 1989. All right, so who remembers what about this song?
Sixth grade. Yep.
Really? And what was going on with you in the sixth grade?
Oh, I was probably crushing on some boy.
In the sixth grade?
And I felt like kind of like a bad mamma jamma for liking this song because I was such a goody-goody.
Really?
And this was considered heavy metal, which is so funny. Yeah. Like Bon
Jovi. Really?
Yeah. It's like a heavy song.
So,
Guns N' Roses, Def Leppard.
You know, the biggest problem with you is that you do come across as a goody-goody, and you really aren't.
I don't know if I'm offended or happy that you said that.
I think you should, kind of pick your own poison.
Jen has her dark side.
She does have her dark side. That's correct.
Oh,
it's a fine line between naughty and nice.
That's very true. Number four during this week in 1989 belonged to Tone Loc. How did I do, Jennifer? Is that right?
Very good. Yes.
Tone Loc.
During the break, Doug's like, we have to get Tone Loc.
I had pronunciation lessons during the break. Right. Made sure I got Tone Loc right. Is he related to Suge?
No.
No relation to Suge?
No.
Funky Cole Medina.
Fun. Yeah.
Your butt cannot stay still when this song comes on. It has a mind of its own.
Right. This is called Funky Cole Medina.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
Okay, I'll go get it.
It's right to the core of everything that's going on that's good with us, right?
Yeah.
All right, so why don't we, as long as I mentioned,
Funky Cole Medina was actually code for the date rape joke.
Yeah.
Was it?
Well, it's kind of more like girly Viagra.
Yeah.
Right? Doug doesn't want to know any of this.
I don't want to know any of this.
This song could not fly if it were released today.
It's about flipping something in a girl's drink and then she wants to get it on.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Number three.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Kara. Before we go there, we need to update the status of Suge. What's going on with Suge?
Suge has a lot going on, Dougie. Yeah. First, he pleaded not guilty when he, backed over a person twice, like moved forward and then threw it in reverse and backed up. But he's not guilty, he says.
Number three this week in 1989, Roxette. I remember them, but I don't remember the song, I don't think.
Oh, this was a great song.
Yeah, it was a hit.
What made it great?
It was a hit for Roxette. Listen to it.
Do I have to?
Come on, ready?
We were too young to know that it's not really a good song.
Really?
Oh, I think it's great still.
Really? I liked it then, but now.
Okay, this one I can identify with. This is number two from this week in 1989. Fine Young Cannibals doing She Drives Me Crazy.
This song drives me crazy.
Yeah, this is
good. I like this song.
I do too. And Madonna was number one. Who doesn't remember Like a Prayer? You got it?
Remember the video?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, is that controversial?
Yeah, most vivid video in my mind of Madonna.
This had nothing to do with the tin things that she wore. And that was before this, right? Remember that book that she...
Blonde Ambition actually came after this, I believe.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. That book that accompanied it that had the tin things? Remember that?
The sex book that she made?
Was that what it was?
That was right after this.
All right. Moms and dads.
But this one actually dealt with racism and religion.
That means a plumber can't go there either. 28 after teachers. On Good Day.
Green. Harrison with you. Even the Air Force in Utah is experimenting now with greener approaches to its problems. The groundwater underneath the base contains the carcinogen trichloroethene, or TCE. The Utah base's contamination is so bad that the area has been an EPA Superfund site since 1987. Turns out simple iron can neutralize TCE in water, so the Air Force is now grinding piles of their old iron-cased dummy bombs into small chips to bury in the groundwater. They'll drill 56 feet into the earth and fill the holes with the bomb shrapnel. Now, as TCE-laden water seeps through the iron shrapnel, a chemical reaction is expected to theoretically strip the TCE from underground water. This, of course, is the first time that dummy bombs have ever been enlisted to clean up the environment and could serve as a model for other Defense Department cleanup efforts.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the heart of a 49er defense that won four Super Bowls. In addition to laying brutal hits, he picked off 63 passes, sixth all-time, on his way to the Hall of Fame.
Right. Watch Ronnie Lott. Bang!
So where is Ronnie Lott now? Ronnie opened an investment firm called HRJ Capital, but after reports surfaced that Ronnie and his partners may have shifted some of the company's debt to investors, the SEC launched an investigation in 2011. Ronnie also owns World Sports Cafe in Fresno, California, where you can order up the ready-to-rumble wings with a side of game day garlic fries.
And few people take you to the laundromat like Ronnie Lott.
Ronnie Lott, one of the hardest hitters in the game. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6 second review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot, the main.
6 second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.